views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky Siegel. And we are the dynamic duo. There you go. And, we enjoy having our little fun, and we enjoy our Thursdays and being here on the radio with you.
We love it.
And if anybody wants a free mini reading from us over the air, or if you want to discuss any issues you got going on, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. And so this segment, we first started talking about the magnitude of God's brilliance.
Yes.
And how everything is so incredibly detailed with the human body and with life itself, and how everything goes in order, even with all the chaos that goes on in life created by man. But still, I mean, all the inventions.
Yes.
In life, you know, if you were, you know, to think about it, what is your like top five favorite inventions, you know, that you 100% absolutely love? Is what?
Well, I'm thinking.
So,
you know what I'd like to say too?
And this say
is,
three.
Okay, three. What you said is dead right on track. And unfortunately, people don't realize this, but they're burning down or they're chopping down all the rainforests. Now, the reason there's so much hype about not doing it is because there's so many medicines in there that God has put on this planet to heal us from these dreaded diseases that we're coming down with because of the hand of man. Because of the chemicals in our food, because of the steroids, because of everything, the pollution, so on and so forth, they're in that rainforest. And people are burning down the rainforest and are not allowing us to seek and search those medications out to help the race, the human race. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves, because it's like you're helping people put money in their pockets while the rest of
the world
is suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you be so blatantly selfish like that?
It's the money and greed.
Astounding. It's astounding to me how these people have no brains. And in the long run, they're actually hurting themselves and their families.
Yeah.
Because these medicines won't be available if they need them.
Well, the thing is that people don't look at their long-term effects.
Yes.
Everyone goes for that instant gratification.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's how a lot of people are motivated.
Yes.
By instant gratification. And for those people lucky enough to see the long term and, you know, whatever could be fantastic, then, you know, you'll respect the situation a lot better. You respect, you know, nature, you respect, you know, other people, because you have to look at long-term effects. And again, a lot of people go for that instant gratification, and that instant gratification usually ends up biting you in the ass.
Yes.
And it could be with, you know, addictions, it could be with affairs, it could be with with anything. You know, it goes on and on and on.
Well, look at fracking. Now they're fracking.
What's fracking? I never heard
they're,
of it.
They're pulling out I believe it's some type of a natural thing out of the earth, a natural, I don't know.
Resource?
Yes, a natural resource out of the earth. and they're
when
not
you say a natural resource, what resource?
I don't know if it's coal or I don't think it's coal. It's something else. I'm not real sure. If anybody knows what this is, or Brian, if you know what it is, let us know.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, it's fracking, and they're pulling something out of the earth. I don't know if it's some type of a oil or some type. I don't think it's oil, but I think it's some type of a thing.
A gas or
something
or,
like that.
A
yeah.
resource of some
it's a,
sort.
It's a resource that we actually need to sustain ourselves in the world, and they're using it for cheap heating. But it's something that needs to be left in the earth in order to sustain the earth's quality. I mean, we're going to weaken this planet from that so drastically that it's going to collapse in many places. And I, when I mean collapse, I'm talking about really collapsing, unusable land.
You know what? It's interesting. This, you know, Earth has been here for like millions of years, and over the last 100 years.
Yeah.
Out of all the years, out of the last 100 years, have been such a major drastic change
yes.
with society and with, you know, with all this technology has
yes.
grown like by an exuberant amount. And, you know, it's mind boggling how fast everything is now being used up. And, you know, we need to go back to our natural resources.
Of course. And you know something? People don't realize this, but in the long run, everybody's going to suffer from it. Even the people who are making fortunes now, they're doing this in the Dakotas. And I think, Montana and places like that. And what's going on is the people there are making exuberant amounts of money. And everybody's running there now so that they can, make a lot of money because it's quick money, it's fast money, and they're making it by the fistful. And that place is becoming literally it's becoming like a Wild West town where there's no law and prostitution is rampant and people are going there. Young girls are going there to make a lot of money.
Vegas?
No. Similar. No.
Vegas, New Orleans. What are we talking?
We're talking about a place where the industry is so tremendous and the money is so unbelievable. And the population of men are so incredibly high that women are going there doing prostitution and all kinds of stuff. And it's almost like the Wild Wild West. It's almost like, there's no law and order there. It's just like they're running rampant and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But they're making so much money, you know, and women are now getting into it too. They're driving all night long. They're trucking.
But to take like this coal or this resource out of
this
the ground?
This resource of some sort.
Well,
and I wish I knew what it was.
All right. Well, listen, maybe we'll discuss that at some other point. But what I wanted to discuss was about, people, you know, who feel stuck within their life. And, you could break this down. There's so many aspects of life where people feel stuck. And if we start off, say, at first, just talking about people's jobs, you know, and I just hear a bunch of people saying, yes, yes, let's talk about that. And
yeah.
How do I unstick myself? And the way you unstick yourself is simple as this. Either, you could start a suggestion box at where you work and let everybody, you know, use brain power and think as one so it could be ran like a well-oiled machine, if that's possible. Or B, if the politics and the circumstances is so far above and beyond, it's time for you to start to make changes and to look for another job. The best time to look for another job is while you have a job.
Yes.
You know, and you don't get rid of your job until you have something new or unless if you're financially stable and you could afford the time, you know, because the worst feeling in the world is trying to look for a job when you are like frantic and you're stressed out and you need the money and it shows. And that's not the best way to interview.
And then you get stuck in the same type of job you were that you just left. Because you're not
because that's all you know.
Yeah, and not only that, you're stressed for work. You need the money.
The best, one of the best suggestions that I give to people also is that if you were to go to temp agencies, and a lot of times temp agencies will hire the person full time if you prove yourself to be a really good, you know, workforce within that company. You know, you make yourself very likable. You make yourself to do more than just what's asked of you, because if you're showing that you're willing to do more than what's being asked of you, they're going to want you to stay. But if you're just working enough just because, well, they're only paying me 10 bucks an hour, so therefore I'm only going to give them 10 bucks worth. Why should I bust my ass? Well, the thing is that if you do a lot more, they're going to want to keep you, you know, and then who knows, it could work into you getting benefits and, you know, you're building up relations. And if you really like the business where you're working at, you could learn more about it and grow within that industry. You know, and maybe you don't have to leave your job, but maybe to get another job on top of what you have, because a lot of people are struggling financially. And so therefore, it's like, you know, what should I do? What should I do? And a lot of times people have a hard time giving up their social life or giving up their time with their kids, which is very valuable and very important. But at the same token, if you are financially struggling, you need to do what you got to do,
right,
to bring in the money. And they say, Artie, what do you see me doing, or what should I do? And
that's what people don't like the answers to those questions.
They don't like the answers. And we're giving you answers, but it's time to, you know, make shift and changes, because it's not just going to happen on its own, you know. And then if you start to downsize a little bit, that will help also, you know. So, but we got to go to a commercial break.
Oh, again?
So, yeah, it happens once every 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
So, all right, everybody, you stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. 1230 WBLQ. All right,
welcome back, everybody. And we are talking about the topic of, do you feel like you're being stuck and in your life? And, you know, there's many different aspects where you could feel stuck in your life. And Sky was mentioning to me off the air about, you know, other things that you can do, you know, as far as with your job. You want to explain that?
Yes. If you're in a nowhere's job and you know that if you leave that job, you're just going to be in another nowhere job, what you should really consider is trying to take some night classes so that you could maybe venture into a different aspect of your field, or you can go into something completely different where you know that you're going to be making more money. But before you do that, you should research things that you like to do and what brings you the best return, dollar for dollar, because you know you are putting in a tremendous sacrifice by going to school, by paying tuition, by giving all your time up. So you know it's important to make sure that you're doing the right thing, choosing the right profession, and studying for the right profession. But it's really good to do that, because this is a way that you'll never be trapped again, because education is power. And when you have that power behind you, you're unstoppable. But like I said, make sure that you research it before you start it.
And when you go for computer classes, that could only help you out even more. You know, I mean, unless if you're cutting hair or stuff like that, then it has nothing to do with it. But if you're going to be in the computer world, you know, in the corporate world, then obviously the more you try to learn more about computers, it's only going to enhance you more and more and more.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and unfortunately, if you're like myself, who is like cyberspace illiterate, as a bunch of you are raising your hands.
I know I am.
Yeah, we could feel you. No, but seriously, you know, if you just do it step by step and not feel like you have to try to learn everything right away. And that's probably one of the biggest problems that people have, is that they want everything to happen yesterday. They need to know everything yesterday. And also, what a great thing to do is if you were to learn another language.
Oh, yeah.
That helps you out an awful lot also, if you were to learn Spanish or Chinese or Italian, you know. And the reason why I said Chinese is probably it is not one of, but it is the most spoken language in the world.
Yes.
Obviously, because there's more Chinese people than anybody else.
Well, we owe them the most money, too.
And we owe. So if you could please say, can you please tell me how to say, can I please have more money in Chinese? Or thank you very much, or anything.
Or I'll kindly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's right. No, but seriously, if you start to learn to become bilingual or to learn more languages or to learn sign language, you're really stepping up the value of yourself. And because you're able to, you know, help more people. And, you know, and there's also a lot of programs where they're actually looking for teachers to be able to teach English and to learn another language.
Yes.
You know, so if you could speak a little bit of another language and then you go to a country, you're going to see, because my friends used to do this. They used to go online and they would travel and they would get paid to travel to the country. They would get paid to be put up and they would get paid to teach. And not that they were sitting in the lap of luxury, but, you know, it was one of the ways to help them, you know, tour the world.
Right.
And to teach and to meet new people. And they, oh my God, one of my friends who's based out of Texas, they're such interesting people. And they were ones that were really venturous. And I got to give them a lot of credit for putting themselves out there. Also, there's Votech schools where you can learn, you know, specific, special, you know, courses or trades to learn how to do that. You know, to do, when I say do that, do whatever it is you want to learn, whether it be carpentry, whether it be electrician or plumber or computers or whatever. There's lots of valuable Votech places.
Yes.
And plus they have placement programs, you know, and, you know, but the thing is, if you want to really be put above everybody else, and it's really a simple trait for myself because it's how I've always been. If you want to put yourself above everybody else, you need to show up on time and you need to show up. And believe it or not, even though that sounds like common sense, there's a tremendous amount of people who have a habit of being late for their jobs or not showing up at all at their leisure. And, you know, by you showing that you're responsible, you know, people, and you're showing that you're reliable and you're responsible, people love that. You know, you could start your own business with house cleaning or house sitting or dog walking. You know, you could, you know, there's lots of, or landscaping, you know.
Sure.
Maybe it's about being a companion to senior citizens. You know, there's lots of things that you can do. Maybe it's not about the money. You want to do something else. What about volunteering your time at a children's hospital or visiting a convalescent home or a senior's place? And just visiting other people, just, you know, to make sure they're okay, or
just to give them company
and to show companionship.
You know, you'd be so surprised at the people who are left in nursing homes just to die, and their families have abandoned them. And that is so heartbreaking to me. And I did that for a while. And I'll tell you what, it just broke my heart. Just broke my heart. And unfortunately, and this is the experience that I had when I was doing that, there was one woman in the nursing home who wasn't in her absolutely right mind, and she had a little dementia, and she kept yelling the doctor's name out. Come here, come here. And she yelled the doctor's name out. Now, she was in the beginning of the ward where she was kind of like right across from the nurse's station. Do you know they moved that lady to, and there was nothing physically wrong with this woman. She was just there because of the dementia. Nobody ever came to visit her. Nobody ever came to talk to her. So I used to sit at her bedside and talk to her, and she was lucid enough to carry a conversation. Do you know that the doctors and nurses were so disgusted of her yelling the doctor's name out, they put her all the way at the last room on the ward, and that woman declined to death. Literally, she declined all the way to her death.
Wow.
I was, after that, I said, you know what? I wish I could do this more, but my soul was so hurting and so in pain that I just couldn't do it. And, you know, I didn't have any say-so either. I couldn't have changed that. I asked to change that. I even called the doctor a murderer. Really? I really did. Wow. And I got in trouble for that. And I said, I don't care.
What do you mean you got in trouble? How can you?
Well, they told my subordinates that I should mind my business, that I'm not a medical professional, and that I shouldn't be spreading rumors around the hospital that a doctor killed a patient. Well, let me tell you something. They did kill that woman, because all they did was pump her up with sleeping medication just so she would shut up, and put her all the way in the back of the ward, and she literally declined from that time on to her death.
It's almost like a solitary confinement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does a number on the human spirit.
Absolutely. And she was such a happy lady, too. I'll never forget her. I'll never forget her name. I'll not mention her name. But my heart just broke so badly that even that I did, you know, say something. All the nurses would say, hush, Sky, don't say anything. Don't say it. I said, how could you just sit back and let this happen? And they knew it. They knew it. They knew right. I was right. They said,
yeah, they were afraid to lose their job. Or
that's exactly what it was. They were afraid to lose their jobs. They were afraid to contradict the doctor. They were afraid of lawsuits. And they let a fine woman just take too much medication constantly, day after day, keep us sleeping 24 hours a day until her demise. And it wasn't long either. It was a matter of, I don't know, maybe 2 months, and she was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That
All right, everybody. Before we go to go for another commercial break, Sky's phone number, if you want to have a private reading with her, whether it be in person or over the phone, it's 908-500-1474. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com.
And we will be right back.
We will be right back right after this commercial break.
I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world. Really trying to understand all the powers that rule this land. His name is Jay's big butter's boss. Can't find a job in a world of postmodern fad. What was good now is bad.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
welcome back, everybody, with Angels and Answers and Sky and Artie. And we are here to serve you. So if anybody wishes to have a free mini reading, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819.
Yes.
800-930-2819. Now, we were also talking about, you know, do you feel stuck? And a lot of people don't, you know, the worst feeling in the world is feeling vulnerable. Nobody likes to feel vulnerable.
No.
And, you know, if you're one thing that I could say, and you know, they're not even sponsors of ours, but I'm a big fan of AAA, to be a part of AAA.
Oh, very important to have.
It really is. And, you know, to know that you can call somebody in case your car breaks down, or, you know, you have children who are driving in case of a weather storm, a really bad weather storm, snow or rain.
Yes.
You know, it's very important to get AAA, and so that you don't feel vulnerable. And, you know, and don't be afraid to call 911 and to ask for the state police to come by and help you out. And I do that a lot with people. When I see people stuck on the side of the road, I pay attention to the road I'm on. I look at the mile marker. I see the direction I'm in. I give a quick look at the car, not that I have to know it in detail. I'll say, you know, a black van or a red car, or, you know, and I'll maybe, if I see somebody there, I'll say, you know, it's a young lady or it's a guy with two kids or whatever. But I try to pay attention to the details as I'm going by. And I really don't I don't stop, you know, because of a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, because I need to get from point A to point B, you know. And number two, I don't want to put myself in a vulnerable position with some stranger on the side, because unfortunately, there are some people who purposely put themselves in a vulnerable position to draw people in. And obviously, if it's a young girl or a mother with kids, it's a little different, but not when it's a fella, or, you know, you never know who you're going to be dealing with. You know, so
isn't that sad?
It's very sad, because I used to specifically pull over and help out people. And now it's just like
your life is in jeopardy.
Your life is in jeopardy. And, you know, sometimes, hey, it's a crapshoot, you know, and when you do pull over and you help somebody else out, and or maybe they need just to get some gas or whatever it is, you know, to help somebody out. But like I said, the healthiest way to do it is to call 911 and ask for help. And again, for yourself, get AAA, all right? Don't make yourself vulnerable. And don't go the cheap way out. For a few extra bucks, you know, they're willing to do a whole lot. And especially if you lock your key out. And I've done that a couple of times. And they've come and opened up my car so that, you know, I could just you know,
that alone. Drive on. Let me tell you something. When you're on a big trip and you're not paying attention to your gas gauge, and you need to get gas, and all of a sudden you run out, they're very helpful. They send gas along with the AAA driver.
Yeah, you don't have. I don't even think you have to pay for the gas.
You don't.
When they bring it for you, you
know? That's right.
So I happen to run out of gas about 20 times a week, and I get a free tank of gas.
I love it.
As it all adds up.
It's so funny.
You know, and then it's interesting. It reminds me what I just said. It reminds me, it's like when you go into Carvel or one of those ice cream stores, and they give you a little taste.
Oh, I can stand there all day and taste.
You know, and it's like, can I have about 20 of those? Right. Can I have a taste of 20 of those? We have 20 different flavors and stuff.
I know. I love that.
It's great. You know?
It is great. I've tasted so much ice cream in my day. Yeah, and you know what it is? It's fun, because you realize you don't know which one you want. And I'm a big believer that if you have too many choices, that's even worse.
That's worse.
I know.
Yeah. If I like something right away, I don't want to try anything else.
Right.
Forget about it. I like this, and that's it. If I'm happy in the moment, then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, forget about it.
Forget about it.
And so this week coming up is going to be Halloween.
Woo!
Yeah. And I think it's really cool that, you know, because there's a lot of neighborhoods, unfortunately, you know, parents are worried about their kids.
Oh, yes. They have a new thing now.
What's
schools.
That? What's that?
They close. They get in touch with the parents, and they ask the parents to decorate their trunks really nice, and they put candy in the trunks, and then they ask that you all pull into the not the parking lot, but the schoolyard.
Wow.
All these decorated cars, and you open up your trunk, and all the children go trunk or treating.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Nice?
I love that. Where did you hear that?
This is going on in schools right now.
Really?
Yes.
Well, whoever came up with that idea, that was great.
It keeps your children safe. You know what they're eating, and you don't have to worry because there's so many crazies out there.
The theme of the theme of this because it's all candy and sugars, junk in your trunk. Oh, we got some junk in our trunk. We want you to come
trunk,
by.
Baby.
We're willing to give you the junk in our trunk.
I love it.
No, but I also think it's a great idea.
Isn't it a great idea?
It is. It's awesome. And also, like I said, the malls, if I'm not mistaken, all the stores in the malls, or most of them, will give out free candy. And it's great to see the kids. And you know what? It fulfills my heart when I see parents out there walking around with their kids to go trick-or-treating.
That was me.
And I loved it. And I would, you know, take time to, you know, take my daughter around and to be with the other kids.
I love that.
And when I see, you know, parents doing that with their kids, it's like you can't take those moments back. And I'm glad that I took the time out. And I didn't do it every single year, but I did do it quite a bit. But when she was in all her parades.
Oh, I love the parades.
I love watching the kids in the parades, and I made sure that I was there for my daughter every single year when they were prancing around.
Yeah, I love that.
Were all happy and excited.
It's so damn cute.
Oh, my God. That really fulfills my heart. It just fulfills my heart.
It really does.
And, you know, what I did also, which makes me feel good, you know, I was going to a Wawa and, somebody was, you know, they were raising money for like maybe a boys camp or whatever, but this was outlandish. The prices, it's like, I still did it. I'm in a financial position. I just got finished doing a party, so I had plenty of cash on me. And, there's these people, you know, raising money for boys, you know, see a bunch of little boys and their parents there, and they're hoping that people would stop by to purchase their popcorn, but they were charging $15.
Are you serious?
For a bag of popcorn, and it wasn't even a full bag. It was half.
Oh my gosh.
It was half. And they didn't even have the flavor that I liked. But like I said, I'm a believer in trying to support kids that are trying to you know, do something positive and raise money and to keep their spirits
up.
And I really think that's so, so important. And if, you know what? If you can't afford the full amount of money of whatever they're asking for, then maybe just donate half of it and you don't even have to take anything.
That's right.
You know, so, and I just thought of that just now.
That was so nice. That is such a nice gesture. And I'll tell you, you know, children learn how to be the same way.
Humanitarians.
Yes, exactly. You know? Exactly.
You want to be a good humanitarian and you want to inspire kids. And, you know, and I walk away feeling really good. And I didn't even give a crap about the popcorn. And it wasn't even the flavor that I liked. And I knew Charity was going to freak out when she found out how much money I spent on this bag of popcorn.
But you know what? It did your heart good. You felt good, right?
Right. And that's what I paid for.
And that's what you paid for.
Right. And that's what I paid for.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know what? It's worth every penny.
When you're nurturing a kid's heart.
Absolutely.
The only time I don't give money away, I'll give only food away, is like if I'm in Atlantic City or Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put it in a sense where, you know, people could use the money that I'm
for gambling.
For gambling rather than, no, it's not even the drugs or the alcohol. At least that could emotionally feed them. But to gamble, you know, you're literally just giving it to the casinos. I can't see that. You know, and I saw a guy one time, I walked at the craps table and I saw a guy yelling at another guy who was at the table. He goes, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I gave you 10 bucks to help feed yourself and you're here gambling and are you?" And he ripped him another a-hole.
Oh.
He went nuts on him. And that guy just walked away and, you know, and that's bad.
That's terrible.
You know? And
yes, that sucks.
But like I said, you know, but when I give money, to other people. You know, I do give it unconditionally, and I do hope that they use it either to get a place to stay or for food or for drinks or whatever.
Yes.
But you know what? I look at it, if they do buy alcohol or if they do buy drugs, which I hope they don't, but if they do, but at least it's emotionally feeding them. It might not be feeding them in the way that I would personally like.
Yeah.
But under their circumstances.
That's right.
You're feeding them emotionally.
Yes.
And it's like, and I'm not judging them. You know, if I help make somebody's life a little easier or happier, then so be it.
That's right.
And one of the greatest signs I've ever seen by a street person holding up who is asking for money.
Yeah.
He wasn't even lying about anything. He held up a sign that said, please give me some money. Please give me whatever extra change you have. I'm doing alcohol research. And I thought that was so wonderful.
I love it.
And people were taking pictures around him. He was so like bubbly about it.
Oh my gosh.
And no one had problems giving him money. He had lots of people around him and they were giving him money and he wants it for alcohol research. All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
¶¶
everybody. Welcome back to another segment, our last segment of Angels and Answers today.
Oh, I can't even believe it.
Time flies by really fast.
Yeah.
And get out your cameras for this weekend, because I'm sure you're going to be seeing a lot of funny costumes or cute children. And,
And
if you want to have like a really good laugh or get a really good feel good, go to a mall.
Yeah.
And,
and if any of you guys have any funny stories to tell us about your experiences on Halloween or scary stories, let us know. We're really interested.
Yeah. Give us like your coolest stories or the coolest costumes that you've ever,
or some scary stories that have happened.
Yeah.
Like I remember one time that I was taking the kids trick or treating and I felt literally somebody tap me on my shoulder like this. I mean, hard. And I turned around, there was absolutely nobody around me. Not across the street, not down the road, not behind me, nowhere. And I knew there was spirit.
One of the best fun places to go to for a Halloween party, is if you go to if you're able to go to New York City. And they have Halloween parties or Halloween parade. And these people, when I tell you, they get all decked out.
Oh, they go above and beyond.
Oh, my God. It's like going to New Year's Eve. It's like the line. Like the people are like 20 people deep to get to the street. So you have to get there really early.
Yeah.
So that you could see everybody walking up, up Fifth Avenue, wherever it is.
See, like crowds like that make me nervous ever since of 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just, how could you get away from that?
Yeah, no, see, to me, I just live in the moment. I don't let that bother me.
I know.
I don't allow other people's actions to bother me. I mean, granted, I wouldn't be walking in the Bronx late at night with jewelry around my neck.
Right, right.
You know, you don't put yourself in a position like that.
Of course.
But as far as just my natural life, I mean, granted, I am a guy also, so that makes a difference too.
Yeah.
But still, if I walk by myself, I'm just as vulnerable as anybody else, especially if you're
a bomber.
Yeah, or if you're going by, a gang or whatever, or a group of people and stuff, but I've been intimidated a few times when walking.
Really?
And there was a few people, guys, walking, and they had that air about them or that look, and I would walk across the street, or like, I just don't put myself in.
You feel that energy.
Yeah. Feel that energy. Yeah.
That sucks.
So, but, you got to protect yourself, and, what else are we going to talk about?
I'd love someone to call in with one story about Halloween. I mean, with all these millions of listeners out there, I know somebody has a real scary Halloween story. I know that my husband, Richie, and my grandson, Aiden, right now are on a haunted hayride and a haunted house. So I told my grandson, watch your grandfather, because he's not good in situations like that.
I got news for you. I hate getting scared. Like, I don't like getting
scared.
That feeling at all. Like, I don't watch horror films, The only horror film I watched every so often was The News. And that's live.
That is horror.
That is horror.
You know what I believe? I believe that when you watch a horror story, whether it be fiction or fact, that you are actually getting negative vibrations from that movie.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
And I don't want to put myself in that kind of a compromised situation.
And a lot of times you'll dream of a horrifying situation.
Yeah.
This is a true story. Right before I went to bed, I said to myself before I went night, I said to myself, if you're in a horror situation in my dream, don't worry about it. Just know that it's only a dream, then it's okay. And so literally the universe challenged me. And I'm running across my lawn where I grew up. I'm running across my lawn and my neighbor's lawn because this person is got like a machete or a gun or whatever. Yeah. Not a gun, but like a machete or a knife. And he's dressed up like all ghoulishly and stuff like that. And I'm running and running and running. And all of a sudden I stopped. I did. I stopped in my dream. And I said, what am I worried about? I know this is only a dream. And I looked over and the guy was getting closer. And I said, just in case. And I woke up.
It's funny. I had a nightmare last night, too. I really did.
Well, this wasn't last night, but this was way back when.
Last night I had a nightmare. And you know what the nightmare was? It was actually...
Was it on Elm Street?
No. It could have been,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't know what street it was on, but all I know is that the earth started to cave in, and all of a sudden the earth turned to mud. And I was walking in this mud, and I couldn't get away from it. And the more I walked, the deeper I got in this mud. And everybody's screaming, landslides, landslides. Now, I know that there's no landslides around here. I didn't watch any television. I just finished meditating. Where did that come from? I don't know where the heck that
came. Maybe that's a prediction.
Yes. I saw terrible landslides and people dying in this mud. It was terrible. It was just terrible. And they kept screaming, and I heard these ghoulish screams. And there would be no reason for me to dream of that. I'm not in an area where these things happen. And I was meditating beautifully before I went to sleep.
Mm.
I don't know what happened.
I don't even know what to tell you on that one.
I know. You know what? I'm going to just keep up with the news, because my husband's a news animal. That's all he does is watch the negativity.
That's why he's negative all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, there's our biggest tip of the week. Do not watch the news this week, and I promise you, you're going to be in a much happier place and a much happier.
I believe
position. It really is, you know. And then at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the broadcast, after they told you all this bad news, they say, and have a nice day.
Yeah, have a nice day.
And have a nice
day.
Well,
thank you. I feel like going to the bathroom and hanging myself.
Yeah, really. Now that you told me that the politicians I voted in are crooks.
Right.
And that they're having affairs.
Right. And they're stealing all of our money, and you're going to get a tax increase.
Right. And there's a serial killer nearby.
Right.
You know, now that you told me about all the accidents and the 4-alarm fires.
Right.
Have a great day.
Have a
wonderful day. Unbelievable.
I don't watch the news ever. That's why he goes into another room when he wants to watch news, because he knows the way I feel about it.
Wow.
I am not going to sit there and become totally depressed and all keyed up when I know there's nothing that I physically can do about this.
And that's my exact feeling about watching the news, you know. Like I said, unless if it's sports and weather or traffic that I need to know or that I want to know, that's it. Or if it's inspirational, because occasionally they do throw up inspirational stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, few and far between.
But listen up, everybody. It's our time to wind down. And
I'm so glad we had this time together.
So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And never stop talking to the Holy Spirit and your angels. Always ask them for their help, for their advice,
and their guidance.
For protection, their guidance, and they'll always be with you. And through your toughest times, that's when you need to step up your game and your faith. Don't give it up.
Oh, please don't.
All right.
And I would like to add, everybody have a safe Halloween.
Yes.
Watch the little kitties very closely. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful night that night. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, stay happy and stay safe. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.